right, hello, and welcome to episode 24 of the Chat Sphere. Got a little Christmas special going on today. Christmas is coming up. I believe it'll be pretty much right after this episode airs, I think.
Are you waiting that long to put it out?
I'm just filming this early.
Okay.
Because the last one, as of the day filming this, also let me add, it's like 50 degrees. It's been 19 degrees the last few days. It's 50-something degrees today. It feels phenomenal, but doesn't seem very Christmassy. But it's okay. The last episode was the Thanksgiving one, and we filmed it and posted it right after Thanksgiving.
With me?
No.
The last one
was with Tristan and Ash.
Oh, okay. That was the last one you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the last one with you?
No, I was just saying the last one in general was Thanksgiving. I guess that was only like a week ago, but yeah. It feels like a long time ago already.
I know. Everything either feels like it's super far away or super close or this and that.
Christmas feels far.
Christmas, I've done so much that it feels about normal, honestly. This year's been going so damn quick that it's starting to slow down now. But now that it's slowing down.
Speeding past.
For me, now that it's slowing down, it's hit like a normal speed of how it's supposed to be. But I've got like, between now and Christmas, I've got at least 9 events to take care of.
Fudge.
And that's like 17 days away. What's today? Today's the 8th. 17 days away. Half of that time is me going to be going out and doing stuff, taking care of stuff either for Christmas or just other stuff.
I'm finally at the age where it feels like my life is slipping away. Like, now I understand what all the old freaking dying people are talking about.
It took
you
this long?
Like, oh yeah, life starts to really go by, and all of a sudden you look back and be like, damn, what happened? Because I'm already 25, I'm like, I don't remember the last 25 years of my life.
I can't believe it took you this long. But yeah, welcome to another episode. 24 episodes, which is funny because the plan for the episodes was to do every other week, right?
Yeah,
it still kind of worked out that way. I would have had, because I think we skipped over 2 episodes for me to take a little breather, which was good, well needed. We still ended up with 24 episodes. That's still 2 episodes every month. We would have just had 3 some months.
Okay.
So, I'm going to keep that in mind, meaning I can probably get away with 2 freebies next year. There's that spoiler alert. I plan on continuing this because I've enjoyed it. Seems like the people I have on seem to enjoy it as well, thankfully. Otherwise, he wouldn't be back for another one.
It's my charity work.
Okay.
Sometimes I get free food out of it.
You're not getting your Santa gift. Just kidding. But, yeah, 24 episodes, made it through a full year. I got this is going to be bouncing a lot until we get into it. I was looking at Snapchat and you got your Snapchat memories and everything. A Snapchat memory came up from last year of me saying, I'm super excited to start the podcast. I had everything laid out. I'd bought all the equipment and everything. I was like, damn.
Was it actually last year when you started it?
Yeah. Well, last year is when I was getting everything put together, and I filmed the first episode on New Year's.
Gotcha. I'm going to say, it feels like I haven't even been doing your podcast and the other podcast I'm on not that long.
Right. Well, it's only been a year. It just feels like it's...
been like 2 months, 3 months.
It's weird. It feels like it's been a long time, and it also feels like it hasn't been a long time. Because, like, 24 episodes is a lot to do.
Yeah. I can only assume with all the, the filming, getting people there, editing...
Yeah,
posting.
Initially it was tough. About midway through the year it was a little bit easier. And then we've gotten to the end of the year and I've made some clips, made some special stuff, learned how to edit a little better, figured out lighting and mics a little bit more. It's still not perfect, far from it. I feel like it adds to the charm of it though. Just something more realistic, something more just...
normal guy doing normal guy stuff.
I'm just a chill little guy.
don't do the little guy. Little guy.
Oh, fuck. I kept saying that the last episode, too. Someone had said something while we were... because we were baking pies the last episode. pies.
Bacon pies.
Baking pies. Not bacon. Baking.
With a chick? Make a pie?
No. Yes, but no.
Is that code name?
Is that a code name? No, not this time.
Give it another 9 months, Nikki's like, I'm a father.
Pie has been baked. In the oven.
Gender reveal party.
That would be hell of an episode. Whoa!
It's dead.
What?
That's what the black's for. It's dead.
That's awful. That is horrendous. I'm not cutting it, but that's horrendous. I don't even know where the fuck to go from there. My train of thought's been cut. What an episode to end of the year off with. Roots over here killing children before they're born.
I didn't do it. Mother Nature did it. Some random people walking their damn dog.
That's fine. They can be in the episode they want. I don't know who those people are, so. Not that I think I would. Yeah, I pay them to walk their dog across or behind my car. Shit. Okay. Well, Drew's back.
Hello.
How have you been? I don't even remember the last episode you were in, but how have you been?
It's been a interesting year. New job. I went from working in a factory to working in the heating and air conditioning field.
That did all happen this year, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say I started the year getting an interview,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, we want you in our, because like they interviewed like 140 something people and they only picked 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then they paid me to go to their school. And then the school, I worked the school and my other job. So I was working like almost 60 hours, including the school a week,
mm-hmm.
and doing ride-alongs. And then after the school, which took was like what, from February to June,
mm-hmm.
They're like, all right, get on the field.
Yeah, that seemed pretty short.
Yeah. So they kicked me onto the field, and then been trying to struggling ever since.
Yeah.
And now I'm stuck there for 2 years, whether I want to be there or not. But we're trying to be positive about it. I'm still trying to learn everything I can.
There's always a learning curve, especially something that you know nothing about until you've started it.
Yeah.
Like with when I started my job, I even told them like directly, I feel like we're recapping to the first step of your episode because I think I talked about this.
Yep. We never talked about my job already.
But well, what I'm about to say, because I think I talked about this my first episode with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I started, I even told them like straight up, I was like, I don't know how to do any of this. You're going to have to teach me everything if you hire me on. I'd love to be here. But I know nothing about what you do. And they're like, that's fine. We'll teach you everything. We don't expect you to know anything. Like, sick. So.
I like companies that are actually, like, they're willing to train you from the ground up and, like, actually mm-hmm. develop you and put work into you. And the company I'm at kind of made me feel like that in the beginning. Like, they were actually going to do it. But really, they just gave you a crash course. And now they're like, go. Make us money and pay it back. Or we're going to. You have the slight chance to, if we're not happy with you, you'd have to pay $20,000. And I'm like, what?
Don't make me do it.
And they're like, oh, we'll always help you if you need help. And I'm like, oh, great. And then you go out there and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then like, help. And they're like, you should know this. We taught you this already. I'm like,
no, you didn't.
You taught me this in a classroom for like 5 minutes. And then that was it. And you expect me to remember how to do that 4 months out?
Right. I'm very hands-on myself, so I have to physically be doing it, otherwise I won't learn it.
Well, that's another thing. They're like, oh, well, you're an adult. Go watch YouTube. I'm like, okay. But the thing is, I started actually trying to do research, and every time I try to do research, they're doing it for, like, homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to show a homeowner how to do something. And they're like, oh, if it's more complicated than this, then you should contact your local HVAC company. I'm like, I am the HVAC company. I don't know what I'm doing. Please.
Help me.
And it's like, what the hell? Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I'm still learning everything. But it's also kind of like, now that it's a full-time job, like working, you know, 40 hours a week, it's like, because my other job was almost, it was like part-time, but it was almost full-time. But now it's like full-time, and I have to work even longer some days when they're, you know, it's cold or hot outside. All of a sudden it's teens outside, and they're sending all the more experienced people on demand calls, which means they don't have heating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just like, oh, I get the tune-ups, but that's, everything's fine.
Right. And heating's super important here because we get very cold here.
Yeah, Kentucky can't make up its mind on the temperature.
Yeah, hence it was 19 degrees.
It was supposed yesterday. To be nothing. Yeah, it was. I think the weather. My manager said the weather was supposed to be like fine. Like we weren't supposed to get teens till next year, and then all of a sudden, cold front teens.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday it was like 19 or 20. Now it's 50, like 56. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's the worst when I have to do work on a brand new system, like a tune-up. So you're just going there making sure everything's still working good.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously every company, like every HVAC company at some point wants you to either upsell something or bring something up that you could possibly, you know,
right,
upsell them with because they're a company and they need to make money somehow. And then it's like you get to the point where it's a 4-month-old system and they already have some protective measures there. And I'm like, I don't know what else. Offer them. And they're like, I don't know why you're here. It's 4 months old. I'm like, I don't know why I'm here either.
Let me go home.
And
please.
Then it's even worse when you're calling in, like we have dispatches. And I'm like, oh, I'm calling in the, you know, I'm done with the call. They're like, why do we even send you out there? It's only 4 months old. I'm like, that's a great question.
Please let me see my family. Yeah. Probably the most tedious thing I've done with mine so far is I have to drive. Very far. If I have to drive somewhere, it's very far. Because where I work, it's about, on traffic, it's about an hour away. So imagine that, but from that point out further. So everything's another 30 minutes to 3 hours away. So I'm looking to drive fucking 4 hours if I have to go to a plant or...
At least you're getting paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say, sometimes they'll make me drive all the way out in the middle of Indiana, or very outskirts of our coverage, and then it's my last call of the day, and then I'm going home, and I'm like, I have to drive an hour and a half plus to get home with traffic, like, not including traffic, and I'm like, because when I first started, they're like, oh, yeah, you can, like, ask us to, like, at least pay for half of your ride home, and then I'm like, oh, can you guys, you know, pay for, like, you know, pay me for half the ride home? They're like, we don't do that. What are you talking about? I'm like, great. So I just drive an hour and a half home. I mean, granted,
a lot of places
don't. I mean, I'm grateful because I don't have to pay for the gas and I get to take the van home so I can just leave straight from my house wherever with the van. But
yeah. Yeah, a lot of places don't even do that much. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's whack. I gotta drive a lot. You gotta drive a lot. A lot of driving. But it's fine.
I'll say that it's nice, like, going from, like, going to, like, a warehouse where you have to go to the same four corners every single day, and, like, I don't know, it always is miserable. Like, you go in there when it's still light out, because I was, like, the twilight shift, so I go in there, there's still light, and no matter what, I come out, it's dark. And it's like, oh, okay, but, and then always seeing cars, because it's right next to the expressway, so I see cars going by, I'm like, this is miserable, just walking into the same place and not doing anything else with my day. So I'm kind of grateful because I get to see, you know, different people's houses and, like, get to drive around different places I've never been before. I'm like, huh, this is cool. But also, you're driving, so, like, I hate everybody on the road, so I'm like, this sucks. But also, I like it.
Yeah, remember, too, I came from a grocery store to having my own office. So that was a nice jump. yeah, I decorated my office pretty well, too. I'll see if I can put a little thing right here. I've got another Skelly. So there's the one back there where I put one in my office for Halloween. And I actually gave it like a onesie, a Santa onesie. Because a suit would have been too much of a pain to put pants on him. So I went with a onesie, gave him a Santa hat and a beard. He looks good. And then I've got my tree. Last year when I put the tree up, it wasn't touching the ceiling. It was a good height. Well, I bought a new one from Walmart. And I was like, oh, this looks like it'll be the same size. That bitch is like... hitting the ceiling.
Do you just go in there early or stay late to set all that up, or do you just do it in the middle of the day?
I just did it first thing when I got there. It didn't take that long. It's pretty quick and easy. But yeah. I was trying to think what else I did. Put up stockings. I've got a little light that I've got in my little window because my office has a little window by the door. Yeah. I've got gifts that I got to bring in, so that'll be fun. Got all those wrapped. Man, I had to wrap gifts not yesterday, because yesterday we did the inside decorations, but the night before. So me and Matthew went and saw a movie. Right when I got home, I had to get gas, wrapping paper, wrapped shit ton of presents. Mm-hmm. It took me until 4 a.m. And I'm not even done. I still got to wrap some of the stuff that's still coming.
I haven't started. Because I don't have a lot to wrap this year, so.
Oh, dude. Is that you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, something sounded like it was knocking. But yeah. So, stay up till 4 a.m., wrapping all that. Back was breaking. And then did the inside decorations yesterday. That was fun. But everything looks real nice now. So, glad for it. Love Christmas. It's no Halloween, but I love Christmas. Comes close second. I get to be Santa Claus, because since my name is Nicholas, or Nicky, I go around as Saint Nicky. And I've done that since I was in school. So, when I was from elementary school up, my parents would buy gifts for the teachers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they'd come in with me, and we'd pass out gifts and stuff. So that's where it started. Then it just got progressively worse as I grew up.
And got more and more money.
And got more very expensive. But,
this is your choice.
Is it my choice, though? I feel like since I grew up with it and it's ingrained in me, it's no longer my choice. I'm just wired to do that now. It's always, it was your choice. You decided to do this. I am wired this way. I can't stop doing it.
Do you want to tell the people how much money you spent this year?
No.
On Christmas?
It was less than $5,000. That's all you get. But it was a little more than a grand. That's actually all you get. I'm not going to go any deeper than that.
But what do you mean little more than a grand? It's way over that.
It is not way over that. It's between 1 and 5. It's fine.
3 G's on Christmas.
It's not 3 G's. Well, now you know it's less than that. Shut up! No more hints! To be fair, I got a lot of people stuff. Took care of the office, friends, family. Granted, that all kind of bundles into one once you get down to it. But yeah. You're talking like 20-plus people. It's going to get expensive, even if you're getting smaller stuff. Although, my family that is watching this feel lucky and loved because I spent a lot on you. But it's not about the money.
Teach their own, I guess. Something like that.
Come from the guy that's not getting anything.
I'm trying to save money this year.
Fuck you. No, you
are. Honestly, the only person I splurged a little bit on was my girlfriend, and that's it. Everybody else, I'm like, my close family's getting gift cards because that's all I want because they don't know exactly
his girlfriend replaced me. You believe that shit?
You don't put out.
Fair enough. But yeah, so that's kind of where all that came from. A lot of people, it's expensive. Makes people happy though. I like to be Saint Nicky. It's fun.
I mean, I guess that is nice. That's the only thing I'm excited for Christmas, giving gifts. Because, what my family's been doing is, especially for my gifts, past few years, is, they don't know what to get me. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get my gift. I can get them. It's like, okay, we'll just pay back. I'm like, great.
Weird, but okay.
Well, the thing is that I know what I'm getting, which is nice and not nice. So I'm not as excited about when I get it. But the worst part is they take forever to pay me back. So it's Christmas comes, and I still haven't got my money back for it. So it's like I'm getting a present that I paid for.
Right.
And I had to wait for it.
Did you wrap it yourself, too?
I might as well. And then last Christmas, that was the case. My grandparents spend a certain amount of money, and I got them the gifts, and they still haven't paid me back for it yet. Mm. And I was just like,
my mom and dad do that, where they'll pick out some stuff. I mean, some of it's surprising, but some of it they'll pick out for themselves, and they'll have to wrap it themselves. It's so funny.
Well, and the worst part is, every single year my mother says the same exact thing. She's always like, oh, go ahead and start getting a list together. And I'll, get a list together or have a pre-made list. And she's like, oh, don't get any of the stuff you actually are interested in getting, wanting. I'm like, okay. But she really just is like, don't get anything with fishing or hunting or camping or anything like that. Don't get this and this and this. I'm like, okay. So anything I actually want because I'm interested in it, don't get it. And she's like,
yeah.
She's like, don't get stupid crap. And I'm like, God forbid I get something I actually
want. I'm a guy. All I want is stupid crap.
Well, the thing is, like, the past few years, is like, growing up, I've always had a resting bitch face. And it takes a lot for me to get really excited for anything. But, like, I guess nowadays, or the past few years, has been the worst. And they're always like, my grandparents, they get me gifts, and they don't see me jumping up and down with joy and being so happy, like, you know, like I used to be when I was a kid.
You used to look at it like, I'm not a child of my anymore. My bones and joints don't work like they used to.
Because I'm old, I'm dying. And I'm like, but I'm like, I just, I'm an adult now. I don't care as much anymore. Like, I still, and they think I'm not, I don't appreciate it. I'm like, I still appreciate it. It just, I guess my face doesn't show it.
Yeah.
But regardless, I'm like, I was getting to the point where I was not going to do it. Like, just don't give me anything if that's the case. But my mom's like, don't be that way. I'm like, fine.
Yeah, I'm at the point now where, like, they asked me to make a list. It's like, I don't... Anything that I want, it's going to be too expensive. I refuse to ask for things that are expensive. So I just tell them to surprise me, because otherwise it'll just be a bunch of random shit that I don't need. Know what I mean?
I don't trust that anymore. That because the last time I said, like, surprise me, or they wanted it to be a surprise, was when I was still with one of my other exes. And I told both of them, I do not want, because that was when I wore hats a lot more. I just started getting back into wearing hats. But I have like a whole bunch of hats, and they're just kind of laying around the house. And I told my mom and my girlfriend, do not get me hat racks. Or like hat racks for the door. Don't get me hat racks. And what they both got me hat racks. And I'm like, so now I have one hanging on my door and the other one sitting in the hat rack on the door. Or in the shoe rack next to the hat rack on the door. I'm like,
now I gotta be organized.
Well, not even all of them fit on there. So I have to put my hats in the shoe racks, the shoe thing. And I'm like,
imagine having too many hats and two hat racks aren't enough. That's crazy.
Yeah. So a lot of them were when I was dating basically dating a farm girl. And I was going through a phase where I was trying to be more country. And like bought a lot of like Rural King hats and place hats. And then now I'm like, I don't wear them. So I'm like,
I can't win.
Now I just wear a lot of sporty dad hats.
You look like a dad right now. But that's a good thing.
I got told that a lot when I worked at the warehouse place. Look like a soccer dad without any of the hot soccer moms hitting on me.
Damn. That's rough, buddy. Not now, but any other time maybe. Yeah.
Not too worried about it.
But yeah, as you can tell, I'm gonna be very exhausted this whole episode.
Yeah,
because it's been exhausting being Saint Nicky as well as the rest of the year, but it's fine. A lot of stuff's happened.
Yeah.
A lot. Some of it I can't talk about on here.
I don't remember any of it.
I remember too much. But yeah, outside of that though, what were we talking about? We're talking about gifts.
Anything you really want that you know you're not going to get? Like, you said that you don't get an expensive gift. Like, what expensive gift were you thinking about?
So, I kind of beat that to the punch because I got a new 3D printer.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Black Friday was happening, and not sponsored. I'd love to be sponsored, by the way, because I'll probably put up videos on TikTok and stuff, some of the stuff I print.
Okay.
But I got a Bamboo Lab P1S.
Okay.
Because I saw some good stuff on that. And it would be an upgrade for my other one, because I, also not sponsored, but for those who do want a 3D print, Creality, if you get like one of the, if you get one of the lower end printers, perfect for starting out. Phenomenal. You're not going to get the super high quality that you will from other stuff, but it's great to start out with. Well, I had one of those for so long, I hadn't touched it for a little bit because it was in the corner of the basement. We had a lot of stuff there for yard sale, and now we got Christmas stuff there, this, that. So I just didn't use it for a while. And I think it's just been sitting so long, and there were spiders around it for a bit, this and that, trying to stay warm because I had it on still. It just wasn't running or printing anything. So I said, screw it. The Bamboo one went on sale, ordered that, got some filament for it. I'm going to put it in my office. Have it print while I'm not there. So, that'll be cool.
Okay.
Because I don't have room for it right now. But I'll get to do all the stuff that I want to do with it. I'm going to have projects going. It actually has a I think it's an AMS is what it's called. And what it does is it takes four spools. You can print multicolor. Hmm. So you go into the actual program itself. You choose. You kind of almost paint it on or do like the fill tool. Because I haven't done it yet, so I'm just spitballing here. And you choose where the colors go. Mm-hmm. And you've got the four colors that it scans, because it can scan whatever you're using through, I think, RFID or whatever. And it just goes through. It'll make a little, like, shit spot, go back, print it. I forget what they call it. Do the different color, go back to that little bar, clean it out, go back to the new color, back and forth, and yeah. So it'd be cool. I got a lot of projects coming soon whenever I do start printing. I say that, but I was going to start streaming again. That still hasn't happened, but I've just gotten busy. So we're going to plan for New Year's. Once the new year hits, we'll start streaming. I've already got everything set up for it. I just got to start. Printing will already have started. I've got something I want to build here soon, but I don't think I'm printing anything for it. But other stuff from the same thing. So that's all you get for now. You'll see it as it comes out. I can't promise dates anymore because I don't know when it's going to happen. Life hits and you never know. The podcast is the only thing I can kind of keep semi in line. Yeah. This has come out on time every time, besides the two that I put a pause on, but I at least came out on time to put the pause on. So I've technically still been on time. And we got all 24 episodes. So, yeah. But to answer your question, I've already got the printer. The next big thing, I mean, it's tough because I don't really need anything right now. I don't need anything big.
Well, you know, it's not something you need, it's something you want. So you already got what you wanted. It was the printer.
The next big thing I plan on buying is one of them I'll probably use later, but buy now and then upgrade as I go. The other one, I want to get a new phone eventually. Because, like, my phone's fine right now. I don't need it. It's not super big deal, but I've had this one. I think this is the 21, so it'll be 4 years now. Next year it'll be 5. So when the new one comes out.
You got the S21?
I think so.
Let's say I got the S20.
I might have the S20.
Yeah, I got the 20 Ultra. So mine's like, I think I got mine in 2020.
I think we've got the same one. So yeah. I might have the 20. Either way, it's like 5 years old. I want to get the new one whenever it comes out next year. Because it's not hurting anything. I'll probably end up using this for work. Or something else. I don't know yet. But that's the next expensive thing. I want to start building a PC. That was the other thing. But that I can do over time. I'm not going to use it right now.
I'm going to say you don't have the room for it.
Right. But I can build it now, so it's ready later.
That one, you might as well just wait.
Well, if I do it over time, I don't have to spend a shit ton all at once. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to spend a shit ton at once, but you run into the fact of it just sitting there and then either a chance of it breaking or the parts going out of date. Well, not out of date, but like, you know.
This is why I haven't done it yet. To be fair.
Just wait. You have a gaming laptop that works, right?
I said I wanted to. I didn't say I was going to. Hence why I haven't gotten a new phone yet. And hence why I waited, 3 years to get a new printer?
But, well, a phone would make more sense because at least you're going to use it every single day.
That's true. Oh, I could find a way to put the computer up and use it.
I'm going to put it at work so I can game and work at the same time.
No, it would not go to work. It would get stolen. For sure. Not from work.
And you think the 3D printer wouldn't get stolen?
It's a little heavier. It's a little heavier. A PC you can pick up and run with. That printer you can't pick up and run with. By the way, when I say that, not by the employees, by someone if they somehow walk in, whatever. Because it's happened. It's weird. But,
I thought you had the security stuff there.
We do. For a little bit, they had kept the back door unlocked because that was where Depot was, where we had the parts and stuff come in. They locked that now, to say the least, because we had someone walk in. And we thought they had worked there because they were walking around with a clipboard.
Is all a disguise.
But we have people that are like the cleaners that do the little checkups for like pests and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we just assumed it was another one of those because it had been a bit. It wasn't. And he'd even stopped at my office and was like, hey, I'm trying to figure out which way I came in. And I pointed.
So during the day, he robbed you guys?
He didn't rob us. He was just kind of looking around. So, yeah. They locked that door now. It was a funny situation. It was funny, too, because one of the girls in one of the offices was like, what do we even do if they, like, try to steal something or harm anyone? I was like, bro, this hall is very small. I could run through and tackle him. And the walls are about that thin. He'll go through the wall. It's fine. Got nothing to worry about. But yeah. I think that answered your question.
Yeah. Somewhat. Kind of.
What about you?
I want to get a new gun.
New gun? Yeah.
I have a shotgun and a pistol I brought, I think, this year. Yeah, this year.
Sorry, that was loud.
My first two guns. And then now I want to get a rifle.
I've got a bullpup. And then I've got my little pistol. We're actually going today to a range. So I think I'll rent out one. New one. See if I like it.
Yeah, you have fun with that. I wouldn't buy it there.
We'll see.
The prices are overpriced.
It just... Well, that's why I said we'll see. It just depends. Because I might get lucky. We'll find one that's on a deal or something.
Yeah. So if I get one, I'm probably going to get one. Not sponsored, but I wish. Palmetto State Armory website.
Okay.
It's pretty good. They have really good sales, and all their weapons they manufacture or buy or whatever are pretty solid, and they're pretty good price. Like the AR I was looking at, there's three of them I was looking at, but they're all around like the 500 to 650 range. Some of them don't come with scopes, and they like leave the... basically, there's a slider on there you can put a scope on. Mm-hmm. They leave it open for that, but...
I wanted to get a Ruger, which is a pistol. Mark IV, one of, like, the tacked-out ones.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another, like, 700. They're nice, though.
Yeah. Excuse me. Every time, you know Jacob. Every once in a blue moon...
Jacob.
Yeah. Every once in a blue moon, like, we'll call each other, like, every, like, month or so. We'll, like, finally call each other randomly out of the blue and be like, hey, what's up? And somehow we'll get on top of guns. And
dude, that's all he knows.
And as soon as we talk about guns, then he won't stop talking. Like, he'll just keep going on and on.
It's all he knows.
And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking. I'm like, I like guns, but I don't know anything about guns. Like, so I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. He's like, What do you want? I'm like, I don't know what I want.
It's like talking to someone about working on cars and all he knows how to replace tires. Oh, man. That's funny. Love Jacob. We should have Jacob on sometime.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
God.
The gear.
You'd have to be on with me though. It would have to be the three of us.
Yeah. You'd have to tell him we're going shooting after to get him to. Oh yeah, I'll make some time. Yeah, I'm not busy.
He would be so excited.
That's the only way I can get time with him is if I like bring up, hey man, you want to go shooting? Yeah, this weekend I'm free. We can do something, or else he's like, no, sorry. Shy says I can't.
We'd have to be careful not to bring up any of those inside jokes, though.
I don't even know which ones anymore.
Like the.
I think Mark put that as his nickname in his phone.
I don't doubt it. God. Everyone's going to see that and not know what the fuck I'm talking about.
He's supposed to be getting married soon. Like, he's been engaged for a couple years now.
Yeah, I knew about that.
But I think the wedding's this year. This year or next year. Well, now he's talking about possibly moving.
Has he invited anyone?
He said, I can go. And then I think a couple other people from the way we used to work with is going.
Okay.
I think, I don't know if he's, Shy doesn't care for Mark. Because Mark made jokes and she didn't like the jokes. So now, at first she's like, I think she said he can't go. But then Jacob's like, no, he can go if he wants to.
I want
to
go.
You have to bring that up with him.
Yeah, I know. If it's this year, it probably won't happen.
Yeah.
Next year, I could probably do it though.
But he said I could be one of the best men.
Hey! Mm-hmm. You had to rent a tux though.
A tux?
A tux. That's what I meant.
Yeah. The girlfriend will get a kick out of it.
So. About you being the best man? Or one of them?
Well, that or and me being man. In a tux.
Yeah. What do you mean? You got the dad thing going. You'd look great in a tux. Fuck you. Oh, man.
Dude, that's the scary thing. It's like, she, I love her, but she's one of those girls that are very much like, I can't wait to have kids. Her TikToks, she said, oh, I get targeted by TikTok because she'll get TikToks of like babies and stuff, and then she'll get baby fever. But she's like, I know, I'm not going to have one anytime soon because I got to be responsible and get out my life in order first. But like, I just want to hold one. I'm like, anyways.
Oh, Lord. you know, if we include that one, which I don't think, I first got to get invited. If I do end up going to that one, that'll be 3 weddings I have to go to between now and Sav's.
What's the third one?
Matthew's dad.
Oh, yeah. I think you told me about that before.
I think so. So, yeah, that's, I think that's right. That might be when this comes, or the day after? I don't know. It's sometime around when this comes out that that'll be happening. So, I can't post pictures of that, unfortunately. At least not on the episode, because it'll either be happening when it comes out, or the day it comes out, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. I feel like it's the day after, though, because I think it's a Saturday. This comes out on Friday. I know the date of that, I just don't remember the date that this comes out. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that'll be fun. That's one of, like, the 9 things I have to do before Christmas. But, yeah. I don't know what the fuck we were talking about before we went on that tangent of weddings.
Guns.
Oh, yeah, the gift you wanted was a gun. Okay.
Well, I don't know about gift, but, like, I've just been wanting a gun for a while. Or
the expensive thing you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I meant. Okay.
But I don't want to... Well, because I know myself, and if I buy the gun, then I'm going to have to buy probably a scope, and then maybe...
A bag.
Another case, yeah. And then I want to get, like, a grip on there.
Ammo.
And then the ammo's going to get the ammo, and then I'm going to be, like, at that point, I'll be, like, 15 to 2 grand down the hole, and I'm like, well...
Toys are expensive, man.
Not even talking about cars, and those are expensive, too.
Toys are expensive.
So I'm just trying to put it off, because I don't want to spend all the money, because I'm trying to save.
Throw tools into the mix. You know how expensive batteries are?
You want to tell me about it? I just had to spend so much on my job.
The batteries are more expensive than the tools.
On some things.
Yeah, some things. But that's what I mean. It shouldn't be like that. And then you gotta buy the charger, which is just as expensive as the batteries.
Yeah.
God, I hate it. This is why it cost me as much as it did for Christmas this year. Damn it, I keep forgetting which one's empty.
You and all your sodas.
I'm freaking out, man!
Yeah, I'm almost tapped out. I am tapped out. Never mind.
You like them?
No.
Oh, no. I dropped my lid. Where the fuck did he go? There it is. Yeah.
I don't like Pepsi.
I like Pepsi. it's hereditary, as we've said in the last 3 episodes.
The only Pepsi I liked was a cherry vanilla Pepsi. That was it. Because that has so much sugar.
I hate that they discontinued that.
They did?
I think so.
It's just,
at least you have to like... I think you can get it in certain stores.
I don't know. Like, if you have an ice cold Pepsi, it's tolerable. But like after you have 2 of them, it like leaves like makes my teeth feel gritty. Like,
the Zero doesn't.
I don't like the Zero stuff though. The diet Zeros. But like the Zero
stuff. I've gotten to a point.
If it's warm, it tastes like garbage water.
I'll give you that on most sodas though. To be fair, even Coke tastes horrid warm. It's like fucking syrup.
If it's warm, then yes, any soda warm is gonna be dog water. But if it's like room temperature Coke, it's like, it's okay. But like, as soon as you get...
It's all right.
As soon as you put it with ice or it's like a little bit cold, it's like, damn.
Crisp.
It is crisp.
Yeah, no, I've gotten to a point now where I've been drinking so much of the zero sugar. If I drink anything that's like super syrupy or super sugary, I have to like spit now.
It
coats my mouth. It like mixed with the saliva. So it's super like... sugary syrupy.
I think you're making this up. It's all part of your imagination.
No.
Schizophrenic.
Yeah. That's where I was going with that, to be fair. But,
schizophrenic turned into duh.
Yeah, the head voices. Yeah, no, it's just, it's not a good feeling. It's like your equivalent to the gritty teeth.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Love it, paid actor.
Hello? Who? Where'd he go?
He's walking towards the court. Just some random old man.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
Every park episode I've done...
other old person.
Every park episode I've done has wild shit going on in the background. I think the one I did with Mark last here, there were kids just never ending. There was a group like every 20 minutes. So where are they all coming from?
Oh, excuse me. Out of their mother.
This is fair. I'll give it to you.
Dumb joke.
10 out of 10 answer. Ugh. Another thing, I don't know if I said this or not. I might have been thinking it while you were talking, or I said it already, and you'd hear it again. I didn't come up with any topics for this episode. I am spitballing.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be more to talk about the year, but I feel like too much happened, and I've already talked about it throughout all the episodes. At least the stuff that I could talk about.
I mean, we could always talk about major things we want to do next year.
We could.
We're lining up to do or trying to do.
I've pretty much already done that, but we can do that again. That's fine. I haven't heard yours, so this works. So you get to go first.
Well, I have two. They're both financial goals, really. Okay. But the main one is trying to get a down payment for my own place. I told him about it and everybody about it, but I'm trying to get a duplex or something like that. So that way it's not as expensive and whatnot.
Now, are you going to do that around here or are you going to try to move out farther?
I'm going to try to do it around here. I prefer to stay in the Kentucky area, like maybe Covington. But I'll see how things go. I might be open to Cincinnati, that area, but I heard that area is kind of rough. And
it depends where. There's nice parts of Cincinnati. There's not so nice parts of Cincinnati. Where I work is a not so nice part of Cincinnati.
Well, I also heard like as a rental market, it's not great. I don't know. I heard multiple different things about Cincinnati, but everybody has their opinions.
It's also a big hot spot, so things are going to be more expensive.
Yes. So I don't know. I'm just trying to get myself situated in that arena, get that going, get an emergency fund, try to also invest on top of all that, trying to get my life together. So that way I'm set.
Yeah. Adulting.
Adulting. I'm trying to start now. Like I was telling him earlier, I'm at the stage where I'm like trying to set myself up for life, and I feel not left out, but like
almost hopeless because it's
not tough. Hopeless, yeah. But I definitely wouldn't say hopeless. It's more of like I'm on a different path than a lot of other people. Like a lot of other people are choosing not to do what I'm doing, which is fine, but they're like choosing like, oh, I want to go ahead and, you know, buy a project car and do that for fun, or oh, I want to spend all my money on, I have a friend who buys guns every other week or every few weeks and goes to gun shows.
At that point you just don't have any money anymore.
Well, and they enjoy, you know, spending their money on that or getting brand new cars every few years or whatever. And I'm like, okay, good for you.
Hobbies are good, but they need to be manageable.
Like, and I'm like over here like, I gotta save money.
That's the problem. I'm fighting two things right now because I want to save the money. But things come up, and St. Nicky doesn't really go away after Christmas. I still want to do things for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, events. Like, events have been a big thing for me lately, because I went to a couple concerts, and then I really enjoy going to concerts and other events. So then I want to go do this stuff. I want to go travel, and I think we talked about this on the episode with my mom and dad, is that now's a good time to get it out of the way. Because I'm not married, I don't have kids, I don't have a lot of stuff that holds you in place, and I don't want to say hold you down, because it doesn't hold you down, it keeps you in place, which is a nicer way of putting it, because you want to be put in that place, you want to be held in that place, but it's just stuff I want to do now while I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's just expensive, but
it's not going to get cheaper.
Nope, that's why I'm doing it now. Done quite a bit of traveling, which has been nice. Didn't think I'd be able to say that, but I have done quite a bit of traveling, so it's been cool. Puerto Rico's happening next year, so that'll be fun. I don't know what else yet.
Are you going back with the La Familia?
Yeah, La Familia. Yeah, there's a quinceañera happening. So
oh, okay.
They want us to come, so we'll be going. So that'll be fun. We'll be going for like a week, week and a half, something like that. A few concerts planned. I can't say most of them yet, but I will. What else? Ooh, one cool thing. So I haven't told you about this. So some animes, movies, shows, they do symphonies because most of their music is classical, not classical, but instrumental. That's the word. Well, Naruto, they do one every so often. They do little tours with a symphony, like an orchestra and everything. And they're doing one next year, and I think March. And I actually got tickets for that, so I get to go do that. And I grew up with Naruto. It came out as I was growing up. It definitely was an impact on who I am now. It sounds stupid, but it gave me good ideals. I feel like it made me a better person than I could have been. Which sounds bad, because I had a very good family. I grew up fine. So, if you put in perspective how people are now, and how they are controlled by, like, social media and all that, following and growing up with some of these shows and stuff, I feel like I'm better for it versus the alternative.
Okay.
We'll word it that way. it's super exciting. I get to go see, like, they do a show and everything. They've got the show in the background. They've got different clips. So you get to kind of watch as they're doing the music, this and that. I got a VIP ticket too. So I get like special goodies for it. So I'm super excited. That'll be cool to hear all of that music done live. But I'm also an instrumental music like junkie. So it's good. It's going to be a great time. yeah, outside of that, I can't talk about much of the other concerts yet. I'll wait till probably the first episode of the year to do that. And on that note as well, I don't plan on doing like a season thing. It won't be like, oh, season 2, episode 1. I'm just going to continue the number. It will be episode 25 next episode. It'll be too hard to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I do this for years to come. I'm not going season 3, season 6. We're just going to go with the episode number. It'll be easier.
Yeah. Episode 542.
Bro, if I make it that far, I'll be dead. How many episodes would that be? Pull out your calculator because we're using this phone.
Depends how often you're uploading.
How many did you say? 524?
524?
Yeah, 524 sure. Divided by 24. I could have definitely done that in my head now that I'm saying it out loud, but that's
21.83.
That's like 22 years worth of fucking episodes.
If you're only doing 2 a month, then yeah. If you do start doing it every week.
I don't have time for that. Especially if I do these other projects I'm planning on. Bro. This would have to blow up. This would have to be my main job for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, you're far from that.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, it's not happening. I'm doing it for fun. If it were to blow up, that'd be awesome. I'd probably stick with my job, honestly.
Yeah.
But keep doing this. And my other projects. But I'd be a little more flexible to doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I'd be able to afford it. But, yeah. So your big thing was to emergency fund.
Emergency fund.
Down payment.
Get the down payment ready for moving out.
So kind of prep for adulthood.
Basically. And then investments. Just trying to invest my money smartly. So that way, because I've been a big financial nut over the past few years, like learning more and more about it. Like I'm not an expert, but just getting my, get the knowledge. So
yeah,
the thing is like you learn about once you get $100,000 in investments or money or whatever, that's the big number. And then once you hit that from there, it's a lot easier. Cause that's,
and honestly, this is a professional opinion. In order to get to a big point, like a lot of these people are at, you have to put a lot in. If you want to get anywhere big, you have to already have a big thing to put in. Otherwise, it becomes an all or nothing, and nobody can afford to do that because then it's just gambling.
Essentially.
If you go in big, it's a lot easier to come out big because you don't have to gamble as much. You can go for the smaller things. But because you put a lot into the smaller things, a lot will come out of the smaller things.
Sure.
I've ordered that the best that I could at this point in time without thinking about it.
Sure. But basically, I'm trying to get to a certain number in investments before I'm 30, so that way I'm basically set for retirement at that point. I only have to try, and I can be set for retirement.
And if he's successful, he's going to help me.
I've been trying to help you.
Neither of us have $100,000 to throw at anything right now. So when he's successful, he's going to help me.
It's more of starting to put money away now and letting it grow.
Yeah. I've already done that to a point. So I had bought a Tesla stock, one. Now we're talking about stocks.
Don't get me started on stocks.
We'll keep this short. I'll just say my 2 cents on that, and then we'll move on. But I bought a stock of Tesla, I think at the beginning of the year or mid-year or something. It's up like $200.
Yeah, Tesla went down and went back up.
It almost doubled after the election, which we won't go into. But that's when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like I said, just on the top, there's one that I was going to talk to you about that I forgot to bring it up. I was looking into it because I was looking into their banking. Its name is SoFi Banking.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think it opened with a bunch of people from Twitter when they got canned. They went to and created the banking. But this year, I think they started in 2018, 2020, something like that. But but basically, long story short, they were just started being profitable. Like, they're just now starting to be somewhat profitable. So I was looking into their stock. I liked it. I was like, you know, I'll take a risk on them. So ever since I was started in the school with the company I'm at now, for the past, like, since, like, March or
March or April.
Like March or April, I've been putting basically every single week I put money into it. And this is when they were worth like $8. It's like $6, $7, $8 around that range. And then all of a sudden now they're starting to take off and now they're like $16. So you doubled. So I like doubled almost all of it.
That's nice.
And I'm like up. And I'm like, dang, okay. And I'm like, but I'm not going to sell it. I'm in for the long term. So I'm just going to keep putting money into it. But I think they're a good company and they're going to, you know, really take off, especially when the housing and interest kind of settles a little bit more, or at least gets a little bit more manageable. And they're also, out of all the companies, they're actually doing reasonable interest rates than other companies for loans and whatnot. And they're all online, but they're a great bank. I recommend it.
On that note, too, from another professional standpoint, I actually have a Roth IRA through...
Good.
Now... a non-professional standpoint, it doesn't really matter where you do it from, but you should do it in general, whether it's through your job, through a banking thing, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But I've got it through Robinhood right now because my job wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my job literally sent an email, I think Friday, saying that they were going to start doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do it through there too, so I'll have two Roths going.
Or you can just roll one to the other.
That's true. I might just stick with the one I've got because I do it through Robinhood and it's doing well. It's something that'll only go up.
Well, unless your company doesn't match,
then... I don't think it does the Roth. It does for
some companies do, but I would look into it. But if your company doesn't match for it, then I would switch to your company. If not, then go ahead and just do what you want through every paycheck or whatever.
I don't think it does for Roth. I'll have to double check on that. But for the 401k, it does. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. Just, that's free money. You might as well do that. Yeah, moving on from that.
It's not free money. Well, it's tax-free.
No, the matching.
Oh, yeah. That money. Matching
is free money.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I guess my future things for next year that I want to do. One, I want to start the streaming. I've already got it set up, so we've talked about that. I've got some projects I want to do. So when I talk about the 3D printing and stuff and some of the projects I want to do, I've been starting to do more cosplay stuff. And before I would call it outfits because I would just get fits for like Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. I think I can say that they're... Excuse me. We had lunch before this, so I'm fighting the soda and food. I think I can call them cosplays now because I've gotten some tailored stuff. They're nice fits.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make some more of those. I might make an account and actually start doing pictures. So that'll be cool. Because I've been pretty good with crafts. I can make some professional looking props and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I'm printing with a newer printer. Outside of that, paying off the usual credit card debt that everyone has to fight every year. Going to take care of that. And then save up for a house. Because we're in the same boat. We're the same age. Figuring this stuff out. It's not something I really want to do because I love my family, but mm-hmm. I plan on moving very close.
I don't blame you for your situation. You probably want a little bit more room and
yeah.
personal space.
It'll be nice to have kind of my own space. That'll be nice. But I do plan on staying
in the area.
If possible, staying in, if possible, the neighborhood. If I could move right next to them, that'd be phenomenal. It'll just be nice to have an area where I can kind of do my own stuff. But, yeah, I'm in no rush. Love my family. As you've seen in all my episodes, we're all very close. There's another person. They're jogging. But, yeah. So those are my goals for next year. Nothing super big. Just kind of life stuff and then just a few projects. Try to keep it small. That way when big stuff does come,
mm-hmm.
I can move stuff around. So that'll be good. Man, when that Puerto Rico trip comes up, though, hopefully I can get some good footage and everything.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be a good episode.
You should do an episode with the familia.
I could.
You're going to have to do a lot of translating and putting it in the subtitles.
Their English is fairly good, most of them. So it'll, if anything, I just have some of them come in bits and pieces of it. Mm-hmm. I can do like kind of a collage episode. That'd be pretty cool. We'll see. We'll see what I can do. See what I can think up. Yeah, I want to end this off on a Christmassy note.
So we are getting to the almost an hour mark, 56 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down to keep going and make this a little longer if you are. I don't care.
I just don't know what else to talk about.
Yeah. We'll do one more topic that I actually thought about yesterday.
Okay.
That I wasn't sure if I wanted to talk about or not because it doesn't really pertain to anything. But this has been all over the place anyways. And we'll end off on a Christmassy note.
Crispy note.
Bro, I'm dying. Brother. So I am rewatching The Boys right now. The superhero one with Homelander. And...
I don't know. You don't.
Okay. Well, it's okay. This doesn't really pertain to the show itself.
Okay.
It's kind of more of a superhero society kind of thing. So I was talking with the boys and dad about it, and we didn't go too deep into it. But my thoughts were we were watching, and it's kind of like the normal humans versus the superheroes. Because at least in this show, some of the superheroes are super cocky. They do their own thing. They don't care about anybody but themselves. So the humans have to kind of fight superheroes.
Okay.
But they don't have superpowers. So my idea is, like, they put a very bad undertone on humans building things or doing what they can to take down superheroes or people with superpowers. I think that's a good thing. Hmm. Because, like, in some comics or in some shows, movies, I think in the Justice League it happened, where, I don't remember, it's been so long since I've seen the Justice League, I'm going to get fucking... They're going to lynch me for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Superman turned bad in the Justice League. I don't remember. He fought Batman in Superman versus Batman. Well, in some of it, Superman actually turns bad.
Okay.
The superheroes can't beat him. It took Batman, who doesn't have powers, to beat him.
Hmm.
Now, what about these other universes where there aren't people like Batman? They're just humans. Why put such a bad undertone on the humans learning how to beat the superheroes when sometimes it's necessary?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to see what your standpoint on that would be, since...
I don't know. I'm not into that whole scene.
Right.
I'm not into the DC universe. So, like, that
Well, just
whole...
superheroes in general. Just if, like, superpowers were in this world or this or that, wouldn't you want to see humans that were able to take them down?
If necessary.
Right.
I mean, yeah, just in case they did turn bad or they did, you know, or it would be like an incredible scene where they're like, you do more damage than the villains, like, get you out of here
mm-hmm.
and just let the villains do what they want to do.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. It was just something I thought of because at least in this show, it pretty much is the supes versus humans that don't have powers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do, but they're not like super popular superheroes because a lot of this is based on popularity, being a figure for society, this and that. They're mm-hmm. advertised on this and that. But they put a really bad undertone on those people that take them down.
Mm-hmm.
But the superheroes are awful people in the show, most of them. A lot of them, maybe not most. So, yeah. It just crossed my mind. Thought it'd be something to kind of dig into a little bit. Not a ton. then it went a lot quicker than I had planned.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big superhero guy unless it's like Marvel. I'll talk about Marvel stuff all day, but like when it comes to like other superhero stuff, I'm like, eh.
I mean, same idea. Like, what if Iron Man? Well, Iron Man doesn't have powers, and I guess Iron Man does beat a lot.
So, they already have tech billionaires making weird shit.
Marvel does have superheroes that are human that are able to take down superheroes. So never mind. But, you know. It's just something I thought I'd get an opinion on of, I guess, someone that doesn't watch a lot of it, which is honestly probably better than someone that does watch a lot of it.
I guess.
Because it puts you in the mind space of someone that wouldn't have powers because you're not putting yourself in the place of the superheroes because you don't watch them.
I don't know. It's just, it just gets to a point where, like, everybody is scared of something they can't control.
Yeah.
And if there was a Superman in this world, of course you'd be like, wow, like, you'd be happy he's trying to do good, but then at the same time, it's like, what if he, even though he's trying to do good, you can still get hurt in his path,
essentially. See, but that's the thing with the boys, is Homelander has all the powers of Superman, but he doesn't give a fuck. He kills anyone and everyone. So that's, it's weird. That's where you gotta think about, were the humans really, or I guess, were the normal people really so wrong for wanting to know how to take them out? You know what I mean?
I think so, yeah.
So, I don't know. Just an interesting thing I thought about. I'm sure it'll be brought up another time with more people that watch a little bit more of it, but
yeah. Sorry to disappoint, Nick.
You're not disappointing. I just wanted to know your input. And I got your input. It wasn't a great input, but it was
fuck
input.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah. Christmas, man. I don't know where the fucking year went. I swear I just started this damn thing.
I don't know, but it's been a good year.
It's been a good year.
Well, it's been a rough year, but it's been a good year.
Yeah.
Definitely grown a lot more this year.
Yeah. I think I've had a lot more time to myself, which is ironic considering I've had a lot of different people on the podcast and some of the same people. But I feel like I've had a lot more time for my inner self to just kind of be and think and do its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Comparative to other years. But who knows? The years will keep coming unless I die. But I don't see that happening anytime soon, hopefully. Knock on wood. And, yeah, it's just going real quick. I don't know. I can still remember college very well. I can still remember things years ago. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our trips that we went on to Gatlinburg, that doesn't feel like it was that far away.
I don't remember them anymore.
Considering it was, like,
well,
years ago, yeah.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah. But, man. So much. So much to do, so little time, so much that's done.
I just remember someone spilling sugary snacks in my back seat of my car when it was still relatively new, and I was pissed because I just cleaned it out.
I wasn't in the car for that. I can't.
It was Sour Patch Kids. I remember it. I remember. Yeah, I'm starting to remember it.
Yeah, that was the girls. That wasn't me. I remember us getting out of the car, and he's like, "You mother son of a." It was a good time.
No, I remember. Freaking, we couldn't get to our cabin for like a couple hours because they just kept pushing it back.
Yeah, that was the first one we all did.
And we're like, "I will go get food."
And then we went and got food.
You guys went and got groceries and came back, and they still wasn't ready. So then we were like, okay, let's go get food. And then we went and got, we got a parking spot. You guys didn't.
So.
And then I think you guys went to go get ice to put the stuff in a cooler so it wouldn't go bad. And then the girls.
I think we had you guys pick up food for us.
Yeah, I just remember they were pissed off the whole time. And I had to deal with a bunch of girls in my car who were all angry and like going crazy because you guys were pissing them off.
Well, we couldn't find parking.
And they were hungry. It was like going down there, and they were just, you know how it goes. Anyways, and then finally, I just got to a point where I was so pissed off. I was like, listen up. Everything's going to be fucking fine. They're going to get ice. Nothing's going to be spoiled. No money's going to be wasted. We're going to get food. You guys will be happy. We're going to go back, get drunk, have fun. Everyone can shut up. And I'm like, where has this guy been all along? I'm like, shut up. It takes so much for me to get to the point where I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, and I remember that too, because they were upset about it. But it was completely out of our power because we couldn't find parking. There was no parking anywhere. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'd have to walk a mile to go to that restaurant. So, like, yeah, no, we'll just go back with the food and make something. It was fine. It all worked out.
And I think the other thing was like, I think I got Mark something, and then he didn't ended up not wanting it.
Yeah, that wasn't my fault.
And then he didn't want to pay for it, and I was like, what the fuck? I got it for you. You're going to pay for it. He's like, no, I'm not going to eat it.
God, this was like 5-6 years ago. That was a good time. Man.
Until everything went downhill. I'm uphill.
It's a fucking wave, man. All groups go through it. Oy. And now I'm seeing everyone on Christmas. Woo! Yay. If that's one thing that came out of it, I don't know how long it'll continue. But as of right now, every year, Christmas at my house. We'll
I'm
get
surprised
together.
We're doing it this year.
Yeah. It's very possible this will be the last year with either people moving.
People moving, people not liking each other anymore, people just...
I don't think it's a matter of that. I think it's mostly just people moving, people being busy.
People moving on with their lives.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I will say at least that's been one thing where everyone's been able to come back and it's all been good and fun. But yeah. We'll see. Who knows? It's bittersweet.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it's just bittersweet. Not bad, not good. Just is. It's life.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. But yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas, man. I've said that fucking like 20 times this episode.
Yeah. Ready to start wrapping it up? You have anything? I thought you had something else planned for the end. Don't you have something usually for most episodes? You do something wacky?
For a little bit, I was doing games, but the episodes were going past an hour, so I didn't need to do the games. And then for new people, I would do gifts, but you're not new. But you can still have lists because it's Christmas.
Oh, thanks.
All right. No. I've got more in the back. I'll fight back, bitch. But, this was a mistake. But anyways, yeah, I guess we'll end it off there. There's not much else to go off of besides, okay. Besides Christmas.
You want to lick my candy cane?
No.
Make it nice and pointy.
All right, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, you that as a kid.
Yeah.
Get the
weaponize
cane.
Them.
Well, and then accidentally, like, ooh, and then, like, ah! And then bleed, make yourself bleed with the candy cane.
No, I wasn't dumb enough to stab myself with the candy cane.
During book fair.
Did you say it's during book fair?
Or whatever it is, yeah, at the schools.
Jesus Christ. How do we get so deep into the candy cane lore?
Triggering core memories.
But he can't remember the trips we went
on a few
years ago.
You have to trigger him first and talk about him. Like, oh, wait, it's all coming back now.
Yeah, but then I might trigger something else. Oh, man. All right. We'll end it off there. That was a good... Jesus Christ. All right. I think this comes out right before Christmas. So, I hope you all have a Merry Christmas. If you guys enjoyed the episode, last episode of the year, we'll be back at the beginning of next year, so it doesn't really matter. But we made it a full year. Very happy about that. Yeah, so if you enjoyed, leave a like. Leave a comment on things that you enjoyed or things that you might want to see in the future. Yeah, subscribe. Hit that little bell. And I think that's it. So Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. And we'll see you next year.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.